with SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. Syria and Saudi Arabia have signed a multi-billion dollar investment agreement.
The deals include a major telecommunications project and a low-cost joint airline. Syria is trying to improve its economy after a long war that killed nearly 500,000 people. Most Western sanctions on Syria were lifted after a new leadership took power following the ouster of former President Bashar al-Assad in 2024. The Saudi investment minister says the massive project will be led by Saudi telecom company. The price tag for that should come to about $1 billion. Bob Agner reporting.
President Trump says the U.S. held very good talks with Iran.
Officials from both countries participated in the indirect talks held in Oman. The president described them as very good and said more were planned for early next week. But he kept up the pressure, warning that if the country didn't make a deal over its nuclear program, the consequences are very steep. Meanwhile, the president signed an executive order that may impose a 25% tariff on countries that do business with Iran. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A drone attack by a paramilitary group in Sudan kills 24, including 8 children. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
It comes a day after a World Food Program aid convoy was targeted, killing one and wounding several others. The Sudan Doctors Network says Saturday's attack by the Rapid Support Forces took place close to the city of Rahad in North Kordofan province. The doctors group is urging international action to protect civilians and hold the RSF accountable. Sudan plunged into chaos in April 2023 when a power struggle between the military and the RSF exploded into open fighting. I'm Julie Walker.
This is SRN News. Religious Americans talk about political violence.
A new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute finds that majorities of all religious groups believe political leaders failing to condemn violent rhetoric of their own followers leads to violence. People of faith also believe that false or misleading information and images generated by AI that spread on social media contribute a lot to violent actions in society. The poll also finds that majorities of all religious groups oppose the public display of hate symbols. Michael Harrington reporting.
The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is raising concerns about Egypt. A new report from the commission points out that an Egyptian court has sentenced a Christian man to 5 years imprisonment for contempt of religion based on Egypt's blasphemy law. Furthermore, 14 members of the Ahmadi religion have been imprisoned for a year. This is SRN News. Uber is found liable in a sexual assault case.
A federal jury has ordered Uber to pay $8.5 million to a woman who says one of its drivers raped her during a 2023 trip. Uber has faced criticism for its safety record, much of it spanning from thousands of incidents of sexual assault reported by both passengers and drivers. Sarah London, one of the lawyers representing the plaintiff, said the verdict reached in Arizona validates the thousands of survivors who have come forward at great personal risk to demand accountability against Uber. Bill Alexander, Washington.
The California Department of Public Health is urging people to avoid mushroom foraging altogether this year because death cap mushrooms are easily confused with safe, edible varieties. Since November the 18th, there have been more than 36 cases of mushroom poisonings reported, including the 4 deaths and 3 liver transplants. More details at srnnews.com.